Last week, we learned Hashem, Ahavti Ma'oin Beisecha, Mekoy Mishkan Kvedecha. Ma'oin Beisecha, the Targum says, is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Gemara in Megillah says it's also referring to Bat HaKnesses. And we explained because Beis HaKnesses is also a Mikdash Ma'at. It's a Makom like this, it's like a mini Beis HaMikdash. The Mordechai goes as far to say that it has like a kedusha, main kedusha, it's a heichal, main beisecha. Umakoy mishkan kavaydecha, Rabbi Avraham Vilna Gaon's son explains, is referring to the makam hamikdash, and we explain that makoy mishkan kavaydecha. We use the word makoy because makoy is the idea of the source of the hashpa of that matter, and all the hashpa that we get when we daven in our batik nesis is really coming from the makam hamikdash. The Hashpa comes down from Shemayim, the Beis HaMikdash Shomayla, down to Beis HaMikdash Shomat, and through there it comes from Yishalayim, from Beis HaMikdash, to where we are. That's Mekoy Mishkan Kvedecha. We said another understanding in Ma'oin Beisecha. The word Ma'oin can mean a place of dwelling, but it also, based on Rashi and Tehillim, it's also a place of refuge, it's a shelter. And because Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMikdash, is a place of shelter, it's a place we go on many aspects, many levels, on ruchnius, on physical harm, spiritual harm. It's a place where we go. And the reason is because it's ma'ayin beis echas, because that's where the Shechina is, and Hashem watches over us. Be'ez Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the next pasuk in Matayu. Va'ani ishtachave ve'echar'o evrcho lefnei Hashem oisi. The truth to be told is that this is based on a pasuk. It's not really, these words is not a pasuk. It's based on Kapitel Tzadi Hei in Tehillim, L'chun Aranana. The pasuk Vav says as follows, Boyu nishtachave v'nichra'o nivrucha l'fnei Hashem oiseinu. What that means is, Boyu, come, David Melch is telling the world, come, nishtachave, that's, nishtachavoya, is to prostrate oneself. That means, Chazal says, to pish yadayim v'raglayim, to be totally flat on the floor. We don't do that. That in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't do that. V'nichra'a, that is similar to what we do. That's like bowing down. That's what we do. Nivracha is to kneel. Rashi, in fact, brings from last week's parasha, v'yavrech es ha'gmalim. That Eliezer, he was yavrech the gmalim. That he kneeled down. He kneeled down the gmalim. Because the word, the shayrish is berech. Berech is a knee. To go down on one's knee, that's vayavrich. So that's nivrucha. Three different types of ishtachavayis. Lefnei Hashem oiseinu. In front of Hashem, our, literally, simply, oiseinu, our maker. So really, this pasuk is really Lashon Rabbim. David Melch is telling Boyu, let's come, and let's bow down. Lefnei Hashem oiseinu, our maker. But what we say when in the morning is we say, va'ani, I, Lashon Yachid, we're talking about ourselves, ishtachave, I will in front of Hashem, my Hashem Oisi. So what we're going to try to understand is that there's something, if you analyze the end of the pasuk, it's a little interesting. Why does it say Evrucha lefnei Hashem Oisi? It could have just said lefnei Hashem. I will bow down in front of Hashem. What's lefnei Hashem Oisi? Almost as if that the reason why I want to bow down has what to do with the fact that Hashem is Oisi. Well, what does that mean? Another thing is that the word Oisi is a little interesting. We could have used other words, Lefnei Boiri, Lefnei Yoitzri. There's different words of being created. There's Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. And in fact, the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Bereishis, he notes that these three types of creations are, these different aspects of creation are mentioned in Adam, in a person. Vayivra Elikim Esa Adam B'Tzalmai, Vayitzer Hashem Elikim Esa Adam Ofer Man Adama, and Vayoymer Elikim Nase Adam Betzalmeinu. So we're zooming in on Asiya, but why specifically Asiya over anything else, and what's the idea? So I think that this will help us understand this pasuk in a much better way. The Mefarshim say over here, what does Oiseinu mean in the Pasuk? Oiseinu. So they all, the Metzudas David, Metzudas Siyah, and the Radak, they all say the same exact thing. They say Oiseinu is an Inyan Haroma Ugedula. The Metzudas David's Lashon is Hamagadol, that he makes us great, v'hamiroimim oisanu, and he elevates us. We should bow down to Hashem, that he elevates us. What's the significance? And where do we find such a thing? That oisenu is a word of like elevating. And so the scene says, kemoi in Parshas Hazinu, Shir Hazinu, hu asacha v'yichayninaka. Hu asacha. So it's interesting, if you look in the Vilna Gaon, in the Hadas Elyo, on that pasuk, the pasuk says four things that Hashem is to us. Haloi hu avicha, Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, he's your father. Hu avicha, your father. Kanecha, he acquired you. Hu asacha, he asacha, which we're understanding is he raised you up, he elevated you. V'yichayninaka, and he established you. So the Vilna Gaon says that these four things are referring to four different stages in Jewish history. He says, Hu Avicha is talking about the time of the Yimei HaAvos, when Klal Yisrael, the stage of the Yimei HaAvos, in times of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Kanecha, he acquired us, that was Mitzrayim, right? Hashem acquired us when we left Mitzrayim. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim avadahim asher yitzeisi, right? Hashem acquired us as we're his servants. Hu Asecha b'matan Torah. Hu Asecha is the time of Matan Torah, and V'chayninecha is where he brought us into Eretz Yisrael and gave us the Beis HaMikdash. But Hu Asecha, he says, is referring to the stage of when we got the Torah. And he says, K'moy she'omru razal, like the Gemara says, he brings different drashas, he says, V'chein dorshu, alves ha'nefesh asher osu b'charan. Avraham Avinu says that the nefashis that he made in Charan. What does that mean? Chazal say, Shechnisom tachas kanfei hashchino v'limdem Torah. He taught the masses Torah, those people that he taught them Torah, and he brought them under the kanfei hashchino, who was asacha, he raised them up. So it's very interesting. You see from the Vilna Gaon that hu asacha is referring to this that we got the Torah. And it's very interesting because the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Vav, says that someone who learns Torah l'shma, the Torah is migadaltai umeramamtai akalamasim. That when we get the Torah, when we study the Torah, we learn the Torah, that elevates us, we become greater people and more elevated over the rest of the world around us. So Hu Asecha, the Vilna Gaon is saying, is going on Torah, that we got the Torah, and that's the way we become elevated. When we have the Torah, and we study the Torah, that makes us greater, and that's what makes us elevated. So this could help us understand the idea of Hashtach Havaya, because there's a very interesting medrash. And the Medrash is in Parashas Vayera. It talks about the idea of Hishtach Havoya. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, HaKol B'Schus Hishtach Havoya. Everything is in the merit of Hishtach Havoya. I'm not going to go through the whole Medrash. The Medrash goes on many different things that we find. That Avraham Avinu came back from Har HaMeiria B'Shalem because B'Schus, the Hishtach Havoya that he did, and he brings a pasuk. Many different things. Tchias HaMeisim is going to be B'Schus Hishtach Havoya. Everything is B'Schus Hishtach Havoya. We bring Pesukim for all these different things. What's so special about Hishtach Havoya, bowing down? The act of bowing down. What's the significance? Why is it so amazing? What's so special? So the Eitz Yosef over there says an amazing thing. He says it like this: the ho'inyan shehishtach avoya moira. The hishtach avoya is moira al gedulas ha'achna lefanav. It's moira on when a person has such a level of hachna of servants to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When he has a, this is a very high madriga, when a person has a yiras reimimus, when he realizes the how Kadosh Baruch Hu is so elevated, he comes to a level of hachna, and he says, ashi yishtachved, he just automatically falls down to the floor. It's a very high madriga. V'yipo lefanov mulei kumasei, and he just falls to the floor. Ki'ilu hu ayin, as if he's nothing. V'nispatlu kol koiches gufay, and like all his energy, all his kaiches are just bottle in front of Hashem. Ve'esahi at that moment, as if he has no strength. When he comes to that recognition of Yerusalemos, that he's in front of Hashem, and Hashem is so elevated, so great, he realizes that everything's Hashem, and he just automatically like plots it down to the floor, and he's Meshtachavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is, he says, that's why Ein Ma'ilei Yosem, that's why there's nothing greater than that, and that's why all these big things is B'schus Hishtach Havoya. So we see from here, now this is a very high madrega, and Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll try to bring it down to how we could gain from what we could do about Ishtach Havayah. But he's saying that the idea of Ishtach Havayah, which is a very high madrega, is when a person reached such a high level of Yiras HaRayimimus that he realizes how elevated HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that he's just mevatel himself in front of Hashem. He realizes that he's nothing. So the act of Ishtach Havayah is not a mere act. I'm going to now bow down and go down on the floor and bow to Hashem. It's coming from within. When a person realizes that he's nothing in regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, then he reaches that automatically he comes to the Ishtach Havayah. So with this we could go a little step further and say that the Mesillas Yesharim really says that Yiras HaRayimimus is a very interesting thing. That we would think that as someone who's on a lower level should maybe have more Yiras HaRayimimus from Hashem. But he says it's not true. He says the more a person grows and elevates himself and the more he realizes the Ein Sof, the Hashem is B'li Reishis B'li Tachlis, and he comes closer to Hashem, and he's makir more that he doesn't understand and how great Hashem is, he comes to a higher level of Yiras HaRayimimus. And he says, that's what we find by the Malachim. Ki ha-Malachim, lihi yoysim yoysim kraven, because they're closer to Hashem, mipnei yoysim, more than us physical beings, kalahem yoyser, it's easier for them, ledam ishlach v'dilosei, it's easier for them. And that's why the Pasuk says, v'noir al kol svivov, that svivov is the Malachim, al kein moiroi aleim, that's why they have such yira, yoysim mimashu al b'nei adam, more than people. So it's an amazing thing that the more a person grows, the more a person elevates himself, the more a person is nisroimim and is gadol, the more yira he has, the more yiras haroimimus. When he's nisroimim, he has more yiras haroimimus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way it works. So with this we could understand what the Pasuk is saying. Let's be mishtach. Ani eshtachave. I'm going to bow down to Hashem. Lifnei Hashem oisi. What's oisi? Oisi, the Mefarshim say, is that Hashem is megadol oisanu umireimim oisanu. That He elevates us. As much as we're elevated, that's how much we'll come to that level of that madrig of eshtachavaya. How much elevated we are, to what extent are we elevated, that's how much we'll bow down to Hashem. So it's lifnei Hashem oisi. The key to this, that we come to a level of Ishtach Havayah, of subservience, of realizing and who Hashem is and how far we are from Him, is when we get closer to Him. The closer we get, the more we realize how far away we are from Him and how we are so removed from, and the Eivishter is so B'li Reishis B'li Tachlis. So that's Lefnei Hashem Oisi, and that's through when Hashem gave us the Torah, and the Torah elevates us, and when we keep the Torah and we learn the Torah, that's Megadol Umireimim Oisanu, and then Hashem, then we come to that realization, and then we come to Ishtach Havayah. There's a very interesting, I found in the Me'am Lois on this pasuk, he brings down from the Zayir HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi, very interesting thing. It says like this: U'bishah she'omad Adam Harishon, at the time that Adam Harishon stood, Omad Harishon al Raglov, when the first time when Adam Harishon stood up on his feet. And Hashem created Adam. Ro oisai kol habriyos. All the creation, all the creations of the world saw him. Vahayu misyarim alfanav. And they had a tremendous moira, fear from Adam Rishon. Vahayu holchim achrov ka'avodim achra melech. And they were following him like a king. Amar lahem, he turned to them, Adam Rishon. Ani ve'atem. You and I, he took them by their hand, says, "Boyu v'neshtachave v'nechro'o l'fnei Hashem Aseinu." Let's go bow down to Hashem. Let's go prostrate ourselves and be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very interesting thing. The other briyos, the other creations, they didn't realize that they should be meshtachave to Hashem. They were having a yira from Adam, but they didn't realize that they're supposed to be bowing down to Hashem. Who realized that they're supposed to be Mashtachav at Hashem? Adam Rishon. And that's this idea. Because of his Madrega, because he was elevated over them. And that's why they were having a year from him, because he was beyond Adam Rishon. Right? Adam Rishon was on such a high Madrega, high level, that they didn't realize the level of Yiras HaRemimus, because they weren't there. The further a person is from Hashem, the less Yiras HaRemimus he has. So what they did get his spotless from was Adam Rishon, because Adam Rishon they're closer to. They're closer to Adam Rishon than to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a person. The bottom line is he's a human being, and yet he's so elevated. So that they connected to. They had a Yira from, right? We find this. I find this by myself. Sometimes we find we get, which is a good thing. We get a Yira and a Spilus from Gedei Le'Olam, because they're the link. They're on this world, right? And they still have that godliness, right? That they have that. So they, because they're further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't have the Yira Serums. They had a Yira from Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon took them by the hand and says, he was makir. He had that love. He was greater than them. So he realized that it's his joke. It's his Rabbi Yisai. And he took them by the hands. He said, let's all bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's this idea that Lefnei Hashem Lo'isi, when we, the more we elevate ourselves, the more we come to that level of Ishtachavoy of Yiras HaRemimus. But I think that there's another idea in the whole inyan of Ishtachavoya, of bowing down. A very interesting thing. We once mentioned in the past, the Dereshus Chochma wrote a sefer, Toitzois Chaim, and he says like this, a very interesting thing. He brings down that the Rambam writes that how Avodah Zarah started, and Yimei Enosh, and it said they used to build these buildings for the stars, and they would bow down on the floor to the stars, and listen to this. Kidei, why were they bowing down? In order, Limshoich Shefa Oisei HaKoichav Ba'olam Hazeh, to draw down the Shefa of that star down to this world. That's what they were doing when they were bowing down. Right? These people, they were in it for themselves. They wanted Toiv and Oisher, so they go to the Koichav and they bow down to it. But what's the bowing down? The bowing down is an idea of being Mamshech and drawing down the Shefa into this world. That's what he says. And then he says, "Valzet sifsa Torah," and that's what the Torah is commanding us. "Upen tisa inecha shemaimo," lest you raise your eyes up to Shemaim. "V'risas Hashemes v'sayireach," v'nidachto v'shtachavisolem, lest you bow down to them. "V'hakavono b'shtachavoya," the idea of this shtachavoya that the Torah is talking about, "kidei lahamshich mehem hashefa v'atoiv," to draw down the shefa and toiv. "Kitois bnei Anish," the mistake that bnei Anish made. "V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein ritzaynoi elo shalei nichra v'loi nishtachave eloloi." Hashem wants us to only bow down to Him, l'hayris, to show shehu makar hakol, that He's the source of everything. And when we're bowing down to Hashem, He's the makar that we're being mamshef down the shefa. We see a very interesting thing from here, that there's another element of Hashtachavoy, besides it being that it's something which is that we're mevatel ourselves, and where it's an expression of our Yiras HaRemimus, that we come to realize that we're batal in front of Hashem. There's another element that is that it's being mamshech the shefa from Lamaila.
And are we
allowed to think that? So it's even by Hashem, and it's a very interesting thing, because I this is a Hashkacha Pratis that I bumped into this in the most random way. The Baal HaTanya, he has Torah Or. I saw this in the Siddur Baal HaTanya, the head of Silverberg brought the Siddur, and I opened it up. It's Hashkacha Pratis. Listen to this. He says like this. In Parashas Vayeshev, he writes like this. "Acho inyan, ki ha'ishtachavoya koileles beiz b'chinas." Ishtachavoya includes two element aspects. Ha'aleph, the first element of ishtachavoya, b'chinas bitl. It's an idea of being mevatel ourselves, like we explained before. Shebotol u'mishtachave, right, Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, "Utzvo Hashemayim l'cho mishtachavim." They bow down. What does that mean, they bow down? It means, Shehem is batalim. They're batal to Hashem. Then he says, Habeis, the second element, aspect, the Ishtachavoya is, Hu inyin hamshocha. It's to draw down. But he continues to say a very interesting thing. How exactly are you drawing down? So he says, Shemarchin roishoi umamshichoi lamata. The way we bring down the Shefa is that we lower our mamshech, our roish, down. What does this mean? How do we understand this? How do Well, what does this mean exactly? How does when we're mamshech haroish lamata, where we bring down the shefa? What exactly does this mean? So be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll try to understand this, get a little bit of an understanding. So in Parashas Bereishis, the pasuk we mentioned before that Adam was nase. What's the pasuk? Vayomer lekim nase Adam b'tzalmenu kidmuseinu. So nase is an interesting thing. Rashi notes this. Nase is if Hashem is telling the other Briyas to make man. So Rashi says, Zanova. Mefarshim say, the Vilna Gaon and talks about it, and other Mefarshim also say this idea, and it's a very fundamental idea. They say that the reason why Adam was created last is because what was going on with the creation of Adam was, let us make man, and that means that what Hashem was doing, I'll read his words. Lachain Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu El Kalan Avram. Hashem was telling all the other creations, the entire Bria, Sheyitnu Chelek Mitchunosam, that they should give a portion of their tchuna, their nature, Begufa Adam, put it into man. Nasa Adam. And he explains every prat of the Bria lies in man. He says, example, Hagvura, the element, the idea of Gvura, Miyuchas El Ha'ari. Who has Gvura? The lion. And Mehiros is the Tzvi. Different nature, different tchunas are different species and all types. If the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, he expands on this idea. What was going on was Hashem was saying, telling the Ari, Nasa Adam, put the Gvura, give your Gvura into Adam. We have the Gvura of the Ari. You know, we say, Yiskaber Kari.
Right.
It's not just a mashal. Our Gvura is from the Ari, right? Nasa Adam means that we are like a microcosm of the entire Bria. Everything in the world is in us. Maybe the Ari has it befoil with it automatically. We have to maybe nurture it with its bekayach. But the bottom line is, we have the whole Bria inside of us. And he explains that's why the Sfarim say that a person is an oilam katan. What that means is literal. The entire Bria, everything that's in the Bria is in us. We are the universe. A person is a walking universe. Everything in the Bria is somewhere in us. Every tchuna that you can find in the world is somewhere in us. Potentially, we have it in there. And he says that's why we could rule over the world. He says that's what the end of the pasuk, right? V'yirdu b'tgas hayam, that you'll rule over the world because you have the whole world in you. And he explains that it's not just that the Ari gave Gvura, now goodbye. We're connected. We're almost like wired in. The whole Bria is wired into us. We're sort of, all the Bria, all the Ari, everyone's wired into us. And that's how we could rule over them. And that's also, the Sfarim say, why we affect the world. The way we have such a kayach, what makes us so great, what makes us have such a power, our actions have such a power, and everything we do has such a power, is because, you know, the Sfarim say, the Sfarim Hashem says that our actions, if we elevate ourselves, then the world gets elevated. Chas v'shalom, if we lower ourselves, then the world gets lowered. Because the whole world, the universe is wired into us. And how we act, that tips the scale every day. That's the idea of Nasa Adam. Nasa Adam. And that's really why Nasa, we saw before, the Mefarshim say, is the idea of greatness, of when someone's elevated. That's what makes us great. That what's Nasa Adam. What makes it that we're Nasa Adam, that we have Asiya, that Hashem made us Nasa, is that it was through the whole world, the whole Bria is inside of us. That's our godless. That's what makes us so elevated. Now, let's just break it down a little bit. We know that the world, all the pratim of the world are in the human, right? But there's two, I guess you could call it klalim. There's two klalim of Maisa Bereishis. And that is Shemayim and Arts. Bereishis Bara Lakim, Shemayim v'Arts. Meaning the world is broken up into many different elements, aspects, things. But there's two klalim. There's Shemayim and Arts. Heaven and earth. It could be used in different spirituality, physicality, but Shemayim and Arts. Where would we say that the Adam, what part of the Adam is Shemayim and what part of the Adam is Arts? So I don't have it in front of me, but I believe the Vilna Gaon in Shir HaShirim, he alludes to this and he says that the Rosh, for the head of a person is Shemayim, and the body, the rest of the body, is Aretz. The Rosh has the Neshama. That's the Chel. That's actually what came from Hashem. What Hashem put into the person was the Neshama. The Neshama, the Shemayim, is the Torah is this Torah and Mitzvahs. He says Torah represents Shemayim, and that we Torah is a totally spiritual thing, and Aretz is the Mitzvahs. Right, that's the physical aspect. We do Mitzvahs in the physical world, and we do Mitzvahs with our body. And the Torah is with the Rosh. That's where the mind is. The eyes, the ears, and the mouth are all the kelim, he says, to learn the Torah. So, with this we could understand that the idea of how Hishtach Avoya brings down the Shefa. The Baal Tanya says that when we lower our head down, that's Mo'ir the Shefa. It could be the idea is, perhaps, that when we lowering, what Shtach Avoya is lowering the Rosh more parallel to the Guf. And the Rosh is Shemayim, and the Guf is Aretz. So what brings the Shefa down from Shemayim to Aretz, the way we affect that, we inspire that, our tool of doing that is that we lower our Rosh down towards our body, that's lowering down from Shemayim to Aretz. So that is Ma'ir, that we bring down the Shefa from Shemayim to Aretz. And this could be the idea of another element of Lefnei Hashem Oisi. The second element of Hishtach Avoya is bringing down the Shefa to this world. Lefnei Hashem Oisi, because Hashem was Oisi, he said, Nasa Adam, he made us great in the sense that we have such a power over the world that the whole world is wired into us. And everything we do has such an effect on the Bria, that's why when we lower our heads to Hashem and we are mishtachaveh, we lower our roish towards our guf, that's ma'oirer that it brings down the shefa from Shemayim to Aretz. So it's also another idea of Lefnei Hashem Oisi. So we have two elements of Hishtach Avoya. One is that a person realizes that he's batal to Hashem and he bows down to Hashem. And another element is bringing down the shefa into this world. And both of them are because of Lefnei Hashem Oisi, Hashem made us great. Seemingly, they're two separate things, but it's a very interesting thing. The Baal HaTanya over there in the Torah Art, he continues on, he says like this, Ube'emes, ha b'ha talia. These two things are really interconnected. The two elements, the two aspects of bowing down to Hashem. Shal yidei habitl, through being mevatel, that what person realizes that he's nothing and he's mevatel himself, goyrim ha'amshacha, that causes the hamshacha. He doesn't explain so much, but could be on a simple level. What he means is that, you know, Hashem is really ready to send down shefa into this world. Hashem is a meitiv. Hashem wants to give to the world. What gets in the way? We get in the way, right? We're chaitzitz, right? So we need to do is really, we have to be mevatel ourselves. We have to say, I'm akir that everything is from Hashem and all the goodness comes from Hashem. We have to mevatel ourselves and not get in the way. At the same time, once when we reach that madrega, then Hashem made it that, t'nu ois lelekim, Hashem made it that even though I'm going to give it, but I want you, when we reach that level that we realize that really we're nothing and in front of Hashem, at that moment we're ready to do that maisa which will bring it down. Because Hashem wants that our actions should affect how the world runs. That's t'nu ois lelekim. Hashem wants that our actions should affect the way Hashem runs the world. So it starts with the Hishtach Avoya. It starts with a bittul that we realize that we're nothing and everything that Hashem is going to give us is nothing. It's nothing. Hashem is so great. And then when we reach that level, then we're ready to actually come to that second level. And it's very interesting. He continues. This could make it a little more practical. V'chein yodua gamkein mehishtach avoya shebishmein esrei. The gift of the Hishtach Avoya really is something that is not, it's a very high madriga. It's something that's very, you know, the Eitz Yosef says, it's when a person reaches that level. But the bottom line is, Chazal told us to be mishtachaveh four times in every Shemayin Esrei. So this is an opportunity for us to work with this mishtachaveh. Hopefully we'll try to see how we could bring it l'maisa. But he says like this, Shashtachaveh shebishmayin Esrei, he says a very interesting thing, but Omri Baruch to Hashem, Shubachinas bitl vigam hamshocha al yidei shemarchin roishay mamshichay. Mibchinas boruch, mibchinas ato. He's very makatsar, but I think what he's saying is that there's two parts. When we say baruch, we bend down. And when we say ata, we bend our roish down. The two aspects of a shlach avaya is those, that's the seder. The first is we realize that Hashem is everything. Baruch Hashem is we're totally batal to Hashem. And we bend down. That's baruch. When I say baruch, we're mevatel ourselves, takodesh baruch. We're nothing. At that point, we're ready. At that point, we're ready to Hashem allows us to bring down the Shefa through our actions, and then we bow down by Atta, we bow down our heads, and that's Ma'ir, that the Shefa comes down to this world. So this is something that practically we could keep in mind, and although we're not holding on that level of Ishtach Havayah, the first level for sure, to realize, you know, that we're you know, that level of Yiras HaRemimus, but, you know, we know the Svarim say that the Chitzonius is Ma'ir the Pnimius. When we know that this is what the Ishtach Havayah is about, and we do the action of Ishtach Havayah, and with the intention that this should inspire within me that Ishtach Havayah, I'm being machnia myself. If you think about it, we don't think, we just bow down, we just bend down. We're not even bowing to Hashem, we're just bending down, right? But if we stop and think, when we bend down, I'm bending down, I'm being machnia myself to Hashem. That, we think that, and then we do it, that could hopefully give a little bit of it, make an impression on us and bring us a little closer to that level of Yiras HaRemimus. And then we bend our roish down, bringing the shafa from Shemayim. Okay. Shakayach.